Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the week of January 30th, 2004, this is the Rain Report. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Ham radio is a heavily male-dominated hobby service. Just look around a radio club meeting or spend some time wandering the aisles at a ham fest. You'd think the one minority that might be attracted most would be those of the female persuasion. Yes, women. On the other hand, just spend a morning people-watching at a ham fest and you'll understand better why they aren't. Ah, but that's for another time and someone else's soapbox. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, is trying to change all that. Its president is Cheryl Moore, N0WBV, who happens to also be a columnist for World Radio Magazine.
If you've gone to a ham fest and you've seen any form of a ham booth at all, you will see men coming up and they will say, how do I get my wife, sister, daughter, cousin, whomever, how do I get the YL involved? Or they'll simply say, oh, my wife is not interested in this at all. Depending on which YL you talk to at that particular booth, you're going to have a different perspective as to why they got in there, what they want to do. And that's one of the reasons that we all need to go to as many different areas as we can, whether it's a ham fest or a district convention or something like Dayton. I was licensed in 93 and missed that first Dayton because it was too close. I didn't get my license and know I'd have an opportunity to go. But in 94, I did get to come to Dayton for the first time. And it was actually my OM who spotted the YL booth. I'm so short that I can't see over everybody. You know, I get to see all the knees, so. But he's the one who said, hey, look over there. I'm like, what, what? And I came over and found out about the YLRL. I had never heard about it before. And neither had he. And he's been licensed for a lot longer than I have. So we need to get the word out, and the word is that there are a lot of people with a lot of different interests and a lot of different levels of amateur radio. That's where we come in. The people who come to Dayton every year love this hobby. They may just come to Dayton. Sometimes they will go to a local ham fest. Sometimes you'll go to your local radio store. But if you have a chance to talk to somebody, and you know they're in Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, ask them if they know anything about amateur radio. There are badges and patches in both of those that they can earn as well. Simply by letting people know what's going on, we can find out that we have a lot of other interests. Ham radio operators can also be found in droves at air shows, model train shows, and places like that, so you never know where you're going to find another ham. And it's always fun to find out how many hobbies you have in common. And networking is always fun. It really is. And the other way that we try to get the word out is with the various magazines, newsletters, and everything else. I do the YL column for World Radio. And one of my hardest problems is finding what I'm going to do next. So I'm always looking for what everybody else in the YL community wants to hear about. I can come up with a lot of different topics of things that I've seen or done, but that may not be what everybody else wants to read about. So please, 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 let me know what you want to read about. If you've never been on a de-expedition before and you want to find out more about that, a lot of gals have been, and we'd love to put you in touch with them and let you know what's going on. If you've never contested before or never made a DX contact, maybe you're mostly on 2 meters but you want to find out more about HF, the best way to do it is to talk to somebody who's done it. And so I would love to hear from everybody with what they want to see and what they want to do. One of the things that I also do is I am a public information coordinator for the ARRL, which means that I try to get the word out to the people who are not hams. And one of the problems that I have with that is it's a statewide position, so you're trying to get more people. How do you know what's going on in the southern part of the state if you're up north, or if you're in a big city, what's going on in some of the smaller areas? And again, there are lots of different stories to tell. There are stories from the weather chasers. There are stories that deal with what people are doing to practice for homeland defense. And so if you are a part of an organization who is involved with any of these things, Aries, Racies, not just the main clubs, but your local YL club, we need to let people know what's going on so that they can tell the world. Because the more people who know about us, the more that we'll get supported in what we do. And we play a very important role with amateur radio, because when all else fails, we're usually the ones who get through, as you will find out in field day. In school, you always had a fire drill, so you'd know what to do in case of an emergency. Depending on what part of the state you live in or the world, you may also have earthquake or tornado drills. And that's what we do with Field Day. That is something that lets other people know, how do we deal with this? And we need to let the people who are not in the ham radio community know that we're here for them, and we need to get that word out. So one of the things that we've been trying to do is get a lot of people interested in simply talking to others about amateur radio and letting them know what's going on. As we've tried to do, as you would see with this group, let the YLs know what's going on. It really tears up from the YLs and the youth, whether they're on the same level or up. We need to get the word out. So that's what we're trying to do, both at the local, national, and international levels. Please, if you have anything at all, whether it's I just made a single contact or my radio's finally working again, please tell somebody in your district or your local columnists. We always need information, and we'd love to hear from you. Why do we recruit for YLR, and what do you get by becoming a member? If you are new to the hobby, you get a lot of the help. Maybe you aren't quite ready for one of the major contests. We have a number of starting level contests so that you can try something new. If you've never been on something like a de-expedition, there are a lot of members who've done other things, and we're here to help each other. We are here to answer the questions that you may have about how do I do this. If you want to sort of take your first baby steps, we're here for that. We're also here to network. I admit that women love to gossip, and that's why I stay at the YLRL booth when I come to Dayton every year, because so many people that I've never met face-to-face but I've heard on the radio come by. It's a way to meet new people. It's a way to learn new things. The organization is truly designed to help you get as much out of ham radio as you want at whatever level you want. We have members of all radio licenses. We have members of all radio experiences. And we're there to help each other learn more about that by interacting. A lot of the YLRL members also happen to be on the same nets. You find more people in local clubs. You may not know what's going on locally until you've talked to somebody at the national level. YLRL is also very supported by the OMs who support us as YLs. We've got a lot of OMs who encourage us to come to Dayton every year. And that's nice because we have a lot of things that you can do as a family in the YLRL. There are a lot of certificates you can earn both with YLs and the OMs, so you can do it together. Play tag team on the radio. Oh, I just got such and so for DXCC. You want them next? So we can do things like that as well.
That was Cheryl Moore, N0WBV, president of the YLRL, Young Ladies Radio League, and columnist for World Radio Magazine. Her talk was excerpted from the YLRL Forum held during the 2003 Hamvention, held the third weekend of May in suburban Dayton, Ohio. You'll find her email address on the site's mentioned page on rainreport.com. Editorial note, we at RAIN would like to integrate our heavily male-dominated corral of script readers with some voices of the fairer sex. Ladies, if you're interested, drop a note to RAIN founder-producer Hap Holly, KC9RP, that's Hap, 1P, at rainreport.com. The RAIN Report is copyright 2004, all rights reserved. Now for Hap Holly, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, wishing you the best 73 and 88, where they apply, of course. From all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network.